Kavav on base, 3 lines from the top. This Apikaius is min as of Chanina. Mishmiel lecha Bilam ba'kamahave. Do you know how old Bilam was? So Amaloi michtiv lekasev. It doesn't say in the Torah ela midichsev, but since I know a pasuk, it says in Tehillim, Anshei damim umimol yechtu yemein. They don't live half the life. People that do aveis don't live half the life. So ba'at flossim v'tlashnin, either he was 33 or ba'at flossim v'arba. We had this already once, that a normal person lives shivim shana. You mentioned instead of shivim shana. So now you're living half of that. Half of 30, 70 is 35. So a little bit less than that is either 33 or 34.
He lives from Paris time.
Oh, that's a very good kasha. In fact, we learned yesterday that he was from the Shleisha Yayetz in my Paray. So that has to be at least 200 years old to be...
That's more than the actual Yomayim.
So Rashi starts off right away and just says that V'Rav Chanina, less than Reb Samoi, the Amal El, Shleisha Yayetz, it's a Paray Bilam Bilam. So he says, because like that, he has to be at least 200 years. It's a Paray Bilam Bilam. Till now it's 200 years. So obviously that's a good effect. And he's not going with that manda amma. So what would it mean, Layakhtu Yaman? Maestro the Pasuk says that you live half your life.
Everyone who's done with Mirman doesn't live half their life.
You say many people out there that are Rishonim that lived longer.
No, right. I'm saying because they were supposed to live to 400, whatever it is. We don't know what.
So if you can say that Teretz or Pasuk, then why do you assume that he's supposed to live 70?
No, so this man Dhamma thing says that the mindset says, Moshe said, I'm Shivim Shana. So he lived half his life. Okay. He's Dr. Gemara. I'm Allah. You see, he told him this again. So Chanina holds Taka that it was that he lived under 35. I'm Allah. Shabbat comment. He said, good Taka. Did he chazal the Pinkus say the Bilam? I saw Pinkus, a letter like of Bilam. Rabbi Kasabe, it said in there, Ba'at Lassim with Lashanin. 33 years, Bilam Chagira, Bilam, that's all Bilam was, Chagira, Katkatul Yase Pinchas Lista, when he got killed from Pinchas. So, what does it mean? We say we're proving that Itaka said in the letter that Pinchas, now the Rashi explains, Lavda Afka Pinchas killed him, but it was like upon him the fact that it was he was in charge of the Muhammad, he was the Satsu of the Muhammad. It says it got killed through him.
How could it be that he's called the star?
Huh?
Why is he called the star?
What does the star mean?
A robber.
A robber. Klape, they're writing this. It wasn't the... We didn't write this. He was a sad spouse. He was called like the head of the robbers. So, what interesting is that... I mean, who wrote this? Bilam couldn't have written it about himself.
Right. There was a history.
The history book,
right. No, it says Pinkus say the Bilam, like the history book of Bilam, someone else filled it in.
Yeah.
So, then how could Reb Samoi go connected? We said Reb Samoi was, Reb Chanina's not like Reb Samoi. This is, it was pretty clear. You fell too behind over Shavuos, huh? Oh, you had. So how could that be? How could you argue in the Metzius? We all know this famous Gemara that we learned yesterday that Bilam was by Isa Eitz. If he was by Isa Eitz, he had to be at least 200 years old. But the Pinkus. So what happens always when you find out the Matisse is not like one mandama? What does it mean? So there are a lot of different Eitzes for this. That it could be that Bilam, what he used up of his life was 35 years. He was really 200, he was 300 years old. We don't care what his age was. But what he used up in his life was 35 years of usage. You know what that means?
And that's what it says in the note?
He spent the rest of his time sleeping.
In other words.
What, they say this?
No, I'm saying another way.
By a tzaddik, they say that, you know, it got filled, fill a tag. What does it mean? That he used up his time.
Half has the bayakos, you know?
Half of us, what?
Didn't we say the
bayakos? Yeah. Many tzaddikim, they're right, that he filled up his time. Okay. Ur can mean like his bad years were 35 years, but Rashi is it. Okay. Amale Ma'abre de Ravina Lebrei. Ma'a, the son of Ravina, told his son. So he was Enikle Ravina. Yeah. Bekulu loy tafes le medrash. Levami bilam. Don't dwell so much on the other malachim and the adyaitis that don't have a chayyah in the mabah. Don't talk about it so much. Except from Bilam Rashi. Whatever you see, whatever you can embarrass him, embarrass him. The kamash, the mishkachas beit Rosh. How much? You can embarrass him. Now, why Dafka Bilam over the others?
He was a guy.
He was a guy. Since he was a guy, he talked as much Lashon Hara as you want about him. The other ones, if you need it for a limud, then a chanami, but it's time to talk Lashon Hara about them, you have no rech to don't do it. Why do you think not? I understand, but over here... it's a taiva. It's not etzim. So
and over here you're learning out something. So
right. This is something you want to learn out, not to be like Bilam. But about a year, don't talk so much Lashon Hara about it. Don't look for all the gnat. It's like the Mark Siv Dayig. His name, Dayig. So what's going for? Dayig. What is that? V'chsiv Dayal. I'm a bechem etchil yotz b'kadosh baruch hu v'dayig. First, Ivan Shalom was sitting and being worried. Right, like Etchila when he had his name, Ivan Shalom was worried. Maybe he's going to go for bad. After he went to the Tav Israel, I'm a vay sheyotze that what was that this person that went to the Tav Israel? So the Ravai to simply give a b'yosha b'tzadik chel v'soif. I'm a bitzuk ma'adik siv matis halal b'yoha gibor chesed kel kalayim. That's loshen apasik. We say I'm like Kadosh Baruch Hu day. Aren't you a giver b'taya? Why are you talking Lashon Hara? Matis halal b'yoh. Why are you talking b'yoh? Loi chesed kel natu alecha kol hayom. Isn't chesed that's taya laying on you a whole day? How can you come to Lashon Hara? V'am abyitzak. Because if you're learning taya, you should realize taya is chesed al shayna. So you should be busy with that. What happened with Daig? What did he talk Lashon Hara? Why did he get killed? That was the whole story with David. Noivei HaKayanim, right? He said that he told Shaul. So because of that, Shaul ended up killing the whole city, the whole Noivei HaKayanim. That was his chet. What does that mean, that pasuk? 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 How do you explain this when you come to Pashas Yitzchak? He killed Noiv. Or Pashas Misapi Lashon Hara, or the Pasha of us talking Lashon Hara. Mata Dejim, how do you read this pasuk? Now that's what the Baruch Hashem, told Dayi. The pasuk says, V'ayit v'atisa b'risi alei picha amar abami. Ein teyasa shal Dayi elam isaf alachutz. The Tayi of Dayi, how could it be? That means a person learns Tayi and it gets so bad. How could that be? Zakti Yomare, ain't there a day going to suffer the chutz? His Torah was never went panim. It was outside. It never got ingrained in him. Lama b'tzich ma'edach siv yir tzadikim v'yiro v'olav yitzchaku. What does that mean? B'tchila yiru. In the beginning, tzadikim. Rashi explains that tzadikim ha'yireim shal yilmed adam imaisim shal dayik. The tzadikim were first worried that people are going to learn from the maisim of dayik while he was living. Because you see why he was matzliach. He had a good life. But in the end, that he died so young, they were happy that people aren't going to learn from him. Because they were worried that Daig was a chashbir, was a big time chacham, we saw yesterday. So they're worried people are going to learn from him. Then they were happy because they saw that he died young, so people are going to have to. The reason why he died young was because of his chatan. What does that mean? I'm a David from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Yibayin Shloim Yom is Dayik. David told Yibayin Shloim that Dayik should get killed. Why? Because he did the chatay. Look what he did. I'm alive. Yibayin Shloim Chayim Chayil Bala VeYikainu. Wait till he forgets this Torah, and then I'll swallow him up. I'm the fun of. So David said, Yibit No Yerushenu Kel. Don't wait till he forgets the Torah. Do it right away.
Okay.
Told David. Nasi Dayig L'Amud Asi. I want to put Dayig in Olam Haba. On the front of Gamal Yitatzcha L'Netzach. He also should get killed, not in this world, the next world also L'Netzach forever. So the Ma'amayich Siv Yachtecha V'Yisachecha Me'oil V'Sheyreshcha Me'eretz Chaim Selah. What does that mean? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Mishnah said, Lei Mishmaitze Be'i Medrasha Mishmei. Okay, you tell me he's going to get killed, fine, Dayig should get killed. But let's say over in his name, his Torah in the Besmedrash. Amar L'fanav, so David said, no. Yachtecha V'yisachecha V'yischacha Me'oil. His oil is Besmedrash, we saw that many times. He should be erased in the Besmedrash.
So what? David wants to get rid of his Torah.
He wants to
Torah is Torah. What are you telling me?
Well, you know Torah from a min is not Torah, right?
I know, but the pshat is still good. It's
the chashav yidden that don't say over Torah from
Bukhari only said you shouldn't say it his name, but Torah shouldn't say.
From certain people, some people throw sometimes pamphlets come around. Some people throw it in the garbage, even though it's Torah, right? I handle with David because David was the one that he spoke with Shinar about.
So
David had some day.
He
was such a Talmud Chacham. You see how much Torah meant. He was a massive Talmud Chacham. So Ben Hashem wanted to save him. So David was so upset. David didn't want to have any Zecher. Not Olam Haba. And not his Torah.
He didn't say to get rid of his Torah. He said just shouldn't be said with Mishmo. It shouldn't be said with Mishmo, but the Torah stays.
No.
That's what Gemara says.
No, Mishmei means you can't say over Torah, not Mishmei. It means that it shouldn't be said with Chlal.
Usually, if a Torah is looking to destroy, that's what it says. And usually it's Abraham refers trying to save, trying to save his
daughter. Yeah, but over here, Torah was so making it. So I'm a lefano.
So in those cases, Hashem will let David convince him this way.
Yeah.
So in the other cases, Abraham was trying to put his Hashem.
Nah, here he is.
It's the opposite.
Yeah.
That's some mystical steerer to Olam Haba, because once you have Torah being repeated in your name, and that itself carries you further in Olam Haba. So if you just said now that,
but he still wouldn't get there. Maybe it would be in between. So he said. So David said, "Don't mention it." So lahavale benin rabbanu. So he said, "Okay, let some enikel come out of rabbanu." So David said, "No, but shirosh chama es chayim sel. It should be menutik from everything."
If he has grandchildren that are tamei chachamim, then he gets chusim from that.
That's what David said. I don't want him to have any chusim. Yeah. V'amar Yitzchak, Ma'idach Siv Ayeh Seifa. Pasuk says Ayeh Seifa, Ayeh Shekel, Ayeh Seifa is a Magdalen. That's the pasuk. So we dash like this: Ayeh Seifa Kol Oisir Shabbatayah. Where's all the Oisir Shabbatayah? Because he was Baki, Chaserus, and Yaseus is still going on Dayak. Ayeh Shekel Shekel Kol Kala Mechamurim Shabbatayah. You knew where to dash in Kavach Chaimus.
What does Seifa is a Magdalen mean?
We'll get there. Ayeh Seifa is a Magdalen. No. We explained the whole pasuk. That's the end of the pasuk. Ayasef, Ayashekel, Ayasef is Magdalen. So Ayasef is Kalei Shabbatayah. Ayashekel, Shashekel, Kol Kalma Chamum Shabbatayah. Ayasef is Magdalen. Ayasef is Shalish Meis Halachas Pesukis. He did 300 Halachas Pesukis. B'migdal HaPareach Ba'Ave. With a migdal that's climbing in the Ave, L'mayla, from like a Shida table migdal. And she has a couple of Megasayas. It's flying over Tame. Does it become Tame? So he had 300 halachas on that din. So you see how great he was in learning. And still he became a terrible person. You see that Torah is not always, it's not definite. Why? Because Torah, like the Gemara says, Kla. We're just Misaf al-Lachutz. How do you know if Torah is Misaf al-Lachutz or it's Pnim? It means you have great Tamei Chacham.
He did only one bad thing though. Maybe he was also jealous of David, whatever, he had it in for David. He wanted to get rid of it. That was...
Right, but he went so far to kill out a whole city because of that. That's like something that's not to be believed. That's like,
he's the one that killed them?
That's what it says, yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, you see what type of Talmud Chacham is. So you need another gadol to say, you don't stam as I say, this Talmud Chacham is the Torah Misaf Lechutz. You need to have another gadol to say that. We don't have normally such gadolim, I'm saying, but yeah, okay. The Shabbos Tzvi wasn't the Talmud Chacham?
It was.
It was, right? I didn't say it was a Talmud Chacham. So you need another gadol to say that it's true. Yeah. They knew Nezikin. Vanan kamesin on Tuva, but Uktsin. We even know Uktsin. And we know the famous Chazal. We have Matri of Yehuda. It means we're much bigger Talmid Chacham than the generation before us. That's what he was saying. The Matri of Yehuda, Yehuda came to the Allah of Isha Shekeveshes Yarek Bigdeira. Isha that soaks a Yarek in a pat. Ma'amilon, some say, Zaysim Shekav Sham Bitrafein. Zaysim olives. That you soak in with your fan. The fan are the leaves. Tahirim, that means even though the shaila is if it becomes is there together with its stalk. So if the stalk is tameh, then the leaves become tameh. So we know those halachas. Now and what happens? Avayas is it tahirim? Om avayas Rav Shmuel. We say avayas Rav Shmuel. Chazina hacha vanan kamasnitam. Uksin last ray mesifta. We have 13 mesiftas learning uksin. Rabbi Yehuda shalaf misani. Rabbi Yehuda takes off a shoe la'asa mitra, and rain comes down even though it's a drought. Vanan tzavchina we cry to the bain shavalek of the mashikba, and no one listens to us. So you see that learning is not everything. What's the pshat? What's the chilek? Why would such something the chamal kadosh baruch aliba bay? The bain shem wants alev. Nechsev Hashem yir aleva. So therefore, that makes the chilek. So we're saying, even though Doeg Vachi Taifun knew how to learn so much, but the Rebbeinu Shlom wants the lev, the Rebbeinu Shlom wants the pnim. It's not enough just to being a Talmud Chacham. Amar
Mishashi. Back to what we said before, that you have to internalize it.
Right.
What about the lev without the Talmud Chacham?
Huh?
What about the lev without the Talmud Chacham?
It's not as great. It's not
obviously
as good.
Something.
It's
good.
It's something.
It's better than the Talmud Chacham without the lev.
I was saying he means to leave out the Torah, no? Internalizing the
title. That's what you said.
Yeah, but Lamaise, it's not true because he's saying we're greater. The Matzis is the next generation knows how to learn more. That's what the Gemara just said. The next generation knows more. Yet the previous generation was greater than us.
So what does Diva mean?
It's partially Torah, partially Lev, no?
It means that the Torah should affect the Lev.
It's obviously less Torah.
So how do you make that the Torah doesn't affect the Lev? I mean, it's a sin and learns, it should affect. Well, why not? It's not automatic.
I wanted to ask that earlier, meaning but when we said that he didn't internalize it.
Yeah, what does
doesn't
that mean?
It happen automatically?
Doesn't happen automatically.
If he learns, he can get an aliyah from it. It's one thing. If he learns, and then...
But how can he not get aliyah?
It doesn't help.
Huh?
The Torah should have an automatic effect on you.
It's not automatic.
Right. So when does it work? No, I understand. So but a guy's learning strong, and it comes to criminal shkafas, right? What happened there? The Torah should clean it.
No, there's some people that are not good people that are learning for outside music. They want to learn for the next.
Oh, so you're saying that's all Torah Shalei Lishma. That's what you're trying to say. That might be. I'm saying, you know, the famous Shaila, we didn't discuss on Shavuos, but the famous Shaila is that the Rebbeinu Shlom went around, Ashabach Abonu Mikol Amim. You chose us. We say every day, Ashabach Abonu Mikol Amim, you chose us, right? The Rebbeinu Shlom went to everyone first. He didn't look out for us. And we were the ones that accepted it. It's the famous kasha. So was that a joke when he was going around to the guy? So what was the joke that he was going to the guy?
The Bechira wasn't here. The Bechira wasn't
here.
You mean it was a joke?
If they wouldn't accept it, they would
have... Not necessarily a joke,
sure
but they all... But
yes, they said, let's say
it. There was a tchunas hanefesh of these nations, not to have it. Whether he actually asked them, I don't think he actually asked them. Hashem...
No, there was a team that came around and tried to teach him.
It's clear that it was serious. You can't just say that
people
it was.
People actually, Hashem went in the Vim.
No, but Hashem already planted in them their nature to turn it down.
It's not a joke.
So the Bechir is not really there.
Right.
No, I'm not. The Goyim have the same Bechir as the Yidin.
When it started, maybe, yeah. Now
no,
they
don't
say that. The Medrash doesn't say that.
No, maybe they didn't.
That says, well, I've heard Pshat that he went to the Malachim, or the Sar of each nation. And
yeah, rather. That's what he did. He didn't
he's
go
saying
to
he
people.
Went to people.
No,
it was teaching
the deed that came, that's what I know it says.
It could be. But what's the Pashto attached to this kasha? It was a joke. That's what he learned.
If they wouldn't accept it, they also would
have.
Have
a title later.
It says so it was really one big joke.
So let's say you go in. What does it mean
even before the Gadol Shem
came? Yeah.
I walk into the store and I choose something. I still make a bracha. What do you mean? I took it. I bought it.
So you say it's a big joke. Hashem knows he's going to be a rasha. So what's the mechira?
That's not a kasha. No. First of all, why not? But anyways, that's not what I'm asking. I'm asking you to say every morning a Shabbat Habanu. The Baruch Hashem didn't choose us. We chose him. He went to everyone else, and then they said no. We said yeah.
First of all, we didn't choose him.
We said Nasa Nishma first.
But Mikitsa, you don't have a better test than this?
He chose us before. Then you're saying
that
he gets
the thing was a joke. That's hard to say. The way all the Achrayim say, the Bach, and everyone says that when the Baruch Hashem was giving us the Torah, it was a whole different scene. The Torah became part of us. If the Goyim would have had the Torah, it would have been a book of laws. Rules. There's that. They would never internalized it. It means a Shaykh Torah without internalization. Is this true? Yeah. The Goyim will learn Torah. They can learn from Art Scroll, then they're not becoming better people. It's a Matzias.
They don't have the Shema that we do, that's why.
They don't have the Pnim, but right, that's true. So it means the Baruch Hashem gave us that. We Taka accepted it, okay. But the Baruch Hashem gave us the neshama, chose us already by Avraham. He told Avraham we're going to get it. But that made it that we're the Bailam of a Torah. We could say it was a Chelik Lelam Abad. Does that make any sense? When Shemayim, they're going to say what's happening with the Torah, they have no Reach to say anymore. They gave it up. It's ours. We're owners. We have ownership. When the Baruch Hashem was going to give it to other nations, it wasn't going to be ownership. It was going to be Hashem Azach. They would have it. It's a bigger side. This chusavus, whatever it is, yeah, maybe that's where it comes from. So whatever it is, they were never going to be the Bailam of a Torah. It's very wichtig you said. We became Bailam of a Torah. Torah became part of us.
When?
By Avraham.
Right, it had to be
by Avraham. It would have been.
By Avraham, we were chosen.
Right.
So we need to have a new
Avraham. Now, that's what Nasav and Nishma. Nasav and Nishma, it was like anything else. But once, if we say yeah, we're saying a lot different type of yeah than the Goyim say. Okay, fine. That's what the Baruch Hashem just told them rules. What's in it? Lezitzach. If we would have asked what's in it, the Baruch Hashem would not have said, what would have been in it? We would have said, Lashon Hara, I don't know. And that's a hard thing to apply, so let's say, whatever any mushroom you want. That's not what the answer would have been. The answer would have been that, I don't know, that the Torah is your life. Kim Chayenu.
That's also Nishma.
What do you mean that might be accepted? If we wouldn't accept it, we would just not have it. Okay, so.
No, but I'm saying is, Kosh Baruch would have said to us, if we would have asked what's in it, instead of saying Nasa Nishma.
But the God says that we didn't even ask.
We just have a different answer.
We took it without anything. We didn't even come to ask. It was so great, we didn't even ask. Okay, yeah, right. Zog mal weiter am Mensch. Der ich war der Teufel, na wir sam wir schmeizen. They didn't learn wir sam wir schmeizen. They didn't know the Allah, the reason why, even though they learned so much, but they didn't learn to explain it. What that means, Rashi explains more that it's we weren't kaveh the Allah like them. I mean, it wasn't because they didn't learn schmeizen lieber der Allah. Yeah. Dr. Mavai, the mask of Mazut, the man, the one that it says, Ayasaifa, Ayasaikal, Ayasaifa, Samidam, that was the Pasuk explained before. It says so great about them. You're going to tell me that they didn't understand the Shemaitze? This is what I just said. They didn't learn Shemaitze, Alibidachse. Yichsiv Said Hashem L'Yiraya. Okay, we'll get to it in a minute. 1 second. See, when you see how important it is to learn Shema Yisrael with the Hilchasim. People think it's like, you know, you're learning this. I'm not saying to learn, you know, I'm talking to Bachram, you don't learn Mishabur for a Seder. But to learn Shema Yisrael with the Hilchasim is very important. That's the spitz of Torah, Shema Yisrael with the Hilchasim. Learning Shema Yisrael, learning the Gemara, and then learning the Halacha with it. Okay. So the Gemara, Amar Bami, Loi Meiz Dayag, Atcha Shakach Talmudah. Dayag didn't die till he forgot his learning. Shenema hu yamos be'ein musa u'v'rei b'valta yishke. U'v'rei b'valta yishke, he forgotten. So you see that, it means the Baruch Hashem didn't want to kill him while he knew the Torah. Now, even though we know Talmud Chacham Shameis, you have to be mechaber him, that's all the same shot that we're saying, because Talmud Chacham Shameis, he internalized the Torah, just he forgot it. So the Torah is in his body. David, the Torah was never in the body. It was Misaf al-Chutz. But once he still knew it, we don't want to kill him with that. Now that it's forgotten, so it was never by him. So the more vayte. Rav Ashi Omer, Rav Omer, Nitzdareya. He got Saras. Before he died, Shnei Mitzamsa, Kalzayna, Mimcha. And what does it mean? Ksiv Asam Litzmissus, Mitzgamino, Nechlutim. But Mitzayra says Litzmissus, and we say that means for good. The town Ein Ben Muzgar Mokhlet, is Mitzayra Muzgar, Mitzayra Mokhlet, Priya Prima. So we see we use the word Lechalutin for Mitzayra. And that word comes from Tzmisis, and over there it says Atzmasa, Samela. That's how we know that he was a Tziras. Simon Shleisha, Yo, V'chatzi V'kar, Amar V'yechon, Shleisha Malach, Chaval, Nizdam, L'day. Three Malachim came to him when it was time for him to die. Echad Shashakach, the Mude, wanted to forget his learning. V'echad Shashav, Nishmasa, to burn his Nisham. V'echad Shapisa, Afaroi, Batim Sees, and Batim Adrashas. To spread out his Eifer, his ashes, to Batim Sees, and Batim Adrashas. Everyone should step on him. They didn't live half their lives. One was Shaul, and one was made David afterwards. Seems like they lived on the same time, but they didn't see each other. Tanya Nami Yafi. Anshe Damim Umimma Liyachtimim. Koshnezim Shal Dayag Layel Shleishim Ma'ava. Like we learned earlier, we started the Amid. Shalachitayfel and Shleishim Mashalish, 33. Vama Bechem Mitchila Kar David Achitayfel Rabbi. First David called Achitayfel his Rabbi. Lubisayf Kar Chaveya, then he called him Smen, Lubisayf Kar Talmida. Mitchila Kar Rabbi, like it says, Vanshe, Vata Enesh. Ke'erke Alufay Umiyadoy. Alufay is a rabbi. Lubisayf Kari Chaveyoy. Then he called him his friend, Ashiyachtam, and Tikseid, the base of the Kim, the Halach Biragash, was going together. Sayf Kari Tamida, like it says, Gam Shleima Shabatachti Boy, Eichel, Eichel Lachmi Higdal Alai, okay, you're like my step. This I was, you're my Talmud, you're under me. Okay. Ms. Dalmish Dagamas.